This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you know, was it yesterday or the day before, Superdon, where I was doing the show and our buddy Paul Barrichero from Synergy Science just happened to drop by with his wife and son?
I think it was the day before yesterday.
So anyway, before the show today, I get word from Paul. We're buddies, right? We're good friends. Text me. I was like, when are you going? Because I knew he was flying out, right? Yeah, I just landed in Atlanta. And then he sends me a text. Dude, the hotel is overbooked. There's no room for me. So I call my mom. I say, Mom, because she's in Atlanta. Yeah, you want to host Paul? My buddy Paul? My brother? He's like, yeah, of course, bring him on by. So he took MARTA train up there, took an Uber or whatever, and so he's hanging out with Mom like a good son the next 2 days while he's in Atlanta going to another conference. I think that's wonderful. I'm smiling happy. Yeah, it's like my brother is hanging out with my mom. You know what I'm saying?
So three cheers for Mom to the rescue, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know, Mom, if you're watching tonight with Paul, hello, big hugs. He's seeing my mom more than I have since I moved west.
Notice so. She's not in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, I know. She's probably doing, maybe they, you know what?
Probably
I think
cooking
they did.
Dinner for him or something, right?
It's either that or they went out to the organic Thai restaurant. Because that, that would be something Paul would appreciate. Yeah, let's do some organic Thai food. And I appreciate that. I wish I could be there with them as well. So,
nice.
Anyway, thanks as well to Chris for hosting me on his show out of the Tampa Bay area yesterday right after my show. I ate dinner early so I could join him for the extra hour. It was the third hour I teased him with of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We always wanted to do a third hour, haven't we? Super Don, we've been talking about that for years. Right?
Well, we used to do a third hour, if you remember, back in the day.
True. We did 3 hours, but it was only once a week.
We were a three-hour show at one time. Yeah. That's true.
A three-hour show, like Gilligan's Island. Yeah. And then we went 2 hours, 6 days a week. So that's 12 hours a week. That's not bad. This week will be maybe 13. I don't know. So we're going out of town to the Holistic Iridology Congress, International Health, all of that stuff, Dr. Pesek. And so on the way out, we're going to be putting some great interviews together as well. I'll try to be live as much as possible. I have a number of events you'll want to check out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So those are my Florida listeners. Come out and see me and support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And you can also do that when you go into the show notes. You'll see all the people that support the show, and you can say thanks to them as well for me. Now, where are we going to start today? Of course, we're going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Every week this time of the week, it's amazing. OTB with TMB. And if you love that picture as much as I do, I look like a little scrawny. I'm not going to say girly man because that's like you can't say that anymore, right?
Yes, you can.
Right?
Absolutely, you can.
Well, compared to Ty Bollinger, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a little toothpick. Yeah, I'm wiry and muscly, but man, not like Ty. And anyway, it's still one of my favorite pictures. We're wearing our Curacao muscle T-shirts, Curacao, and you could see that in the notes as well. That's worth the price of admission right there. Makes me laugh every time I look at it. Smile. So,
all right.
Yeah, so you know what we got to do? Mainstream media. We do cover stories from the mainstream media. The first one up is about science. Science says, right? It's like Simon Says. Play the game. Simon Says, and what do you do when Simon says? You better do it, right? And that's an authoritarian viewpoint on the world. And there are a lot of folks that kowtow to authoritarianism and say, yeah, whatever you say, yes, sir, no, sir. This is not the military. This is not the chain of command where you take orders or I give orders. So we've got to look really clearly at the science and find out exactly what it really is saying and who's saying it when it's corrupt. And when it comes to fluoride, most of the official science falls under this category.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Well, here we go. NBC News is back in the pool with a lot of fluoride. And their headline says, science says fluoride in the water is good for kids. So, why are these towns banning it? It's a head-scratcher, Super Don. The towns are banning fluoride in the water. In the past 5 years, 74 cities have voted to remove fluoride from their drinking water. This despite, according to NBC News, thousands of studies showing that it prevents cavities. Really? At what cost? At what cost, NBC News, does it prevent cavities? And how does it prevent cavities? And is that worth it, considering there are 1,000 other ways to prevent cavities that don't involve intoxicating your brain and nervous system and increasing the uptake of heavy metals from the environment, from water, from food, from wherever the sources are coming from? Now, as we read, this is a very long article, Super Don, and I like it because it actually acknowledges things that I didn't expect it to acknowledge. So I'm not going to trash it all together. If we were going to give like two thumbs up, two thumbs down, I'm going to give one thumb up, one thumb down to this article.
One of my favorite parts of the article is it coins a new term I've never heard of before.
What is that term?
If you have any concern, well, listen, let's go back to vaccines, right? They love in the media to throw around the term anti-vaxxer. You're an anti-vaxxer. Well, why am I an anti-vaxxer? Because you said something negative about vaccines that automatically makes you an anti-vaxxer, right?
You question anything,
now,
you're anti-vaxxer.
When it comes to fluoride, if you have any concerns about fluoride, you are now, get this, NBC News says you are an anti-fluoridationist.
What?
Yes. An anti-fluoridationist.
Why couldn't they shorten it to call you an anti-fluoridist? Or maybe they think you're against
Florida. People in Florida
or
would appreciate that.
Anti-fluoridationist. That's interesting.
Anti-fluoridationist. That's right.
Right? Well, when can we call them like pro-fluoride denialists? I mean, what would we call them?
I thought about that today, and these skeptics especially love to try and own the term denialism.
Right.
But look, denialism is denialism. And if you are going to deny that fluoride is not bad for you, you're either in total denial or Richard Pearl would say, retarded.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. Yes. He said that. No, you were quoting him. You're safe. You can't yell at Super Don for saying that. It was Richard Pearl. It was off the hook last night on the air. I loved it. I love having Richard on. I'm like worried about my listeners. Like, are they fragile? Can they handle it? So far, so good. They're still back. Anti-fluoridationists, a small but vocal minority, are disputing long-established science to say that fluoride added to tap water lowers IQ and causes everything from acne to anemia to Alzheimer's.
Wow.
The thing is, if they stopped there, I would have gone, okay, this is a trash piece, right? It's a hit piece on anybody who questions the science, as they claim it to be, about the wonders and glories and safety of fluoride. Fluoride is a waste product of bauxite and aluminum mining. It is a waste product. It is a toxic waste product. You can't, they use variations of fluoride to kill rats. It's a pesticide. It's antibacterial. So yeah, it will upset and destroy the balance of your microbiome if you're drinking it. That's indisputable and undeniable. But they say, well, it's worth it because it prevents cavities. As if that's the only thing that toxic poisons prevent cavities. I'm thinking maybe God came up with a better way to prevent cavities than poisoning the population and damaging the brain, the nervous system. You think? The pineal gland, etc. So they go to Dr. Johnny Johnson, Right? Sounds like a cartoon character. Dr. Johnny Johnson, a retired pediatric dentist, who is president of the nonprofit American Fluoridation Society, AstroTurfers, called the anti-fluoride efforts cult-like. That's right. He's calling us out because we question the science based on other peer-reviewed scientific literature and articles that have said, yep, fluoride is toxic. Yep, it increases heavy metal uptake. It does a whole lot of nasty things, including reducing the integrity of the skeletal system through fluorosis. The only thing they acknowledge is that, well, it can discolor your teeth because everybody wants discolored teeth. Well, no, that's only our listeners in Britain on UK Health Radio. All right. That's a joke. It's a joke. Don't hate me. I love you guys in Britain. So they say, you know, the idea is that you if you have an argument that fluoride is good for your teeth, well, then you can spray it on your teeth if you want. Why do you put it in the water for everybody to drink? How does drinking fluoride prevent cavities? It doesn't.
Isn't fluoride for your teeth supposed to be topical?
Well, that's the point. It's so toxic it kills the things that... Yeah, exactly. So drink it. Everybody should drink it.
Why not?
You know, I would like to actually be blonde instead of brunette, so I'm going to drink some hair dye.
Everybody
Isn't
should
that
just
how
put
it works?
No, yeah, we put it in the water because Super Don wants to be blonde. Everybody
That's
has
right.
to drink it.
That's right.
That's right. Poison the water dye. Hole because every, you know, it's so stupid. Anti-fluoride movement also made headway offline. In June, Texas Republican Party opposed water fluoridation in its 2018 platform. This is why I got to give props. The Republican Party is defending individual liberty here. The ability to say, you know what, if you want fluoride, you can still get it. You can still get it. But you don't have to. And they, and you know what's good about this article? They actually mentioned Dr. Paul Connett. And they link to Fluoride Action Network. And he talks about all of the science that, you know, flies in the face of the skeptics and the cult-like devotion to fluoridating the water supply. Again, if you want fluoride, you can add it to your own teeth. You can get fluoridated toothpaste. Why add it to the water? Because the industry has a waste product that it doesn't want to pay to dispose of. So it sells it back to you and me. The dumb Americanus bubicanus that still falls prey to this stupid poisoning of the water supply to save our teeth. You know what? You want to save your teeth? Silica. Silica. Vegetal silica. Silicon. That's the way to do it. By the way, the government study that we do refer to in today's show notes shows that higher levels of urinary fluoride are associated with an increased risk and reporting of ADHD in the kids. Of those moms who were exposed to that fluoride during pregnancy. No mention of that in this article, but we got it here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Which way are you going to go in Oregon? There's a Republican, there's a Democrat. Which one supports your right to say no to vaccines?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, we're heading to Florida soon. Check it out. Upcoming events in the show notes. I wish I was going to Oregon. If I voted, I would vote for, well, somebody for governor that I think has earned it. If any of y'all are in Oregon and you do vote, there's a guy. I'm gonna play a couple of clips from the recent gubernatorial debate. Okay, and this, you know, it kind of relates to fluoride, heavy metals, things like that, but vaccines particularly. Now, Super Don, you're in Oregon. Who are these two people? Is one the existing governor, and the other is the Republican challenger?
Yeah, you've got Kate Brown, who's the incumbent. And then you've got Newt Bueller, who is running against her.
Just the name, Newt Bueller, I'm voting for that, right?
That's kind of cool, awesome. Right? Kind of rolls
Republican Newt Bueller. I'm like, dude, yeah, got to vote for him. Well, listen, the first thing you got to know, people think Republicans are authoritarian. Really? You want to listen to an authoritarian? Listen to Governor, what's her name? What's her face? Governor, what's her name?
Kate Brown,
okay. Kate Brown, on the recent debate stage, talking about, well, they had an online question that was submitted about vaccinations. And you want to see, listen to this response, dripping with authoritarianism. I might have to pause it at certain points and replay it for you to understand that if you're a Democrat and you just automatically vote Democrat, I want you to step back and listen. Because the question I have for you in Oregon, do you believe in liberty? Do you believe in the sanctity of the family, the rights of parents to choose what is right for your children? Or do you believe your children belong to Kate, what's her name?
Brown,
right, yeah. Okay, Having said that, I don't want to know her name. I'm disgusted. Give a listen to Kate Brown responding to the issue of vaccines.
So in terms of vaccination, I think one of the challenges we have, and we have a fairly a law that protects parents' right to vaccinate their children in this state.
Whoa. Right there. We have a law that protects the parents' right to vaccinate.
When has there ever needed to be a law to protect the right to vaccinate?
There's no law that protects a parent's right to vaccinate.
That is a bizarre way to word it, isn't it?
This is very strange. All right, that's Kate, whatever her name, Brown, right? And maybe it's because of her nose, and it's so far up pharmaceuticals. Well, never mind. Here we go. Listen to what else she says after saying that.
I think the challenges that we are seeing is that we have a number of communicable diseases.
Communicable diseases, all right? She's already very well qualified. She knows communicable diseases. Never heard the term before.
Come on. You've never heard of communicable?
Communicable diseases? No, she made that up. Well, we should maybe listen to a physician respond, but let's go ahead. She's worried about communicable diseases
that are impacting our communities around the United States because parents haven't been vaccinating. So I would say we probably give some parents a little too much leeway.
We have a law that protects the right of the parents to vaccinate, and we're also giving parents too much leeway to maybe make a decision about their own children?
If we want to make sure that we're protecting public health, we want to make sure that our children have the vaccinations that they need.
So she's a collectivist. She's an authoritarian. She has no earthly idea what she's talking about, communicable diseases and, of course, laws that protect parents' right to vaccinate. Now, let's hear from the Republican Governor Newt. What?
Bueller.
Newt Bueller, a physician, a doctor, on the issue of vaccines in Oregon.
As a physician, I certainly believe in the benefits of vaccination, but I also think that parents should have the right to opt out for personal beliefs, religious beliefs, or even if they have strong alternative medical beliefs, and that has been beneficial. I think that gives people option and choice, and that's the policy I would continue to pursue as Oregon's governor.
So, the authoritarian Democrat leftist, collectivist, reductionist that doesn't know what a communicable disease is, or Newt Bueller, Republican, who says it should be in the choice of the parents, opt out, philosophical differences, religious differences, even if you're into alternative medicine, as he says, as a physician, there are people that are into that. That's a good enough reason for me. Right then and there. Doesn't mean I agree with it. I don't know his whole platform, but on that alone, the right of the parent to refuse based on personal belief, much less personal choice in health care and healing. If anybody in this audience, I find out, votes for Kate, whatever her name, Brown, you're
Kate,
not worthy.
Kate, it's Kate what? Communicable.
Kate Communicable. You're not worthy of listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Did I say that? Oh, super Don. I did.
Wow.
But this is after Richard said the word retarded yesterday. So, you know, we can say anything now.
What did he say?
There's no limit. He said the word retarded.
You
can't say that. Apparently, you're not allowed to
say retarded on the radio. That's
so don't say it. We don't say retarded
on
the radio. You can't say it. We'll be back. Kate was what? No, I won't say that. Let's be back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
On Wednesday, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to retired U.S. Marine Sergeant Major John L. Canley for his actions during the Vietnam War. Former USS Cole Commander Kurt Lippold told Fox News that these sorts of ceremonies can bring the country together.
And while we may have disagreements on what we do politically, these ceremonies should recenter everyone to make us realize that we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're in the right place if you tuned in for health, freedom, and healing liberty. That's what we're all about here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Remember, shout out to all our friends that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, including our friends at Better Way Health, BetterWayHealth.com, and their Beta 1-3D Glucan. This is the stuff you should be doing every day during the winter flu season. and it will modulate your immune system. Anytime I'm feeling a little bit, I'll take a little bit extra. Yeah, I do the selenium too, but this stuff is very powerful and it's safe to take. You can take a lot of it, no problem at all. I want to get AJ Lanigan back on, Superdon. It's been a while. He's the funniest, smartest guy I've ever met, or the smartest, funniest guy I've ever met. Scientist, research, PhD level stuff, and I'm going to talk about beta-glucan maybe next week when I'm in Florida.
Cool. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
See if we can get him on.
Yeah. So with that, we turn it to you all. Are there any other questions coming in through the YouTube chat room we need to address? We've got a little leeway this segment. I know there was...
We got a question of the day. We do have a story to cover, but I don't... I don't see anything at the moment.
All right. Well, once again, we'll turn the spotlight out on y'all because this is your ship.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got a question of the day coming in from a millennial. How do I know this is a millennial, Super Don? Because didn't I say?
You are assuming.
Yes.
Because we don't know for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
You're assuming that because this person's name is Alexis,
yes,
that it's a millennial because I guess that name apparently, at least we think,
it appeared,
it was
right?
popular during that period of time.
I just don't recall the name Alexis. Growing up, Super Don, did you know many Alexises?
Absolutely. I have a niece. I have a niece named Alexis. And
how old is she?
She's in her early 20s.
She's a millennial. See? Prove my point.
All right.
So y'all tell me if you know Alexis prior to that. Maybe it happened, but I just think that was a millennial name. I was like, okay, it's a young person. Greetings. Would you be able to recommend a protocol for a six-year-old who has celiac disease? And what is the best kind of doctor to see for celiac disease who uses a natural approach? Now, this brings up an interesting point because I don't know if they're in Oregon or something like that, but you said a naturopath, Super Don. And I'm like, well, if they were a traditional naturopath like those that have come through Trinity School of Natural Health, I would agree with you.
Right.
But if they're a medical or allopathic naturopath, they've gone through the medical school version of naturopathy, which is not naturopathy. It's medical school that you end up with an ND degree. I don't think they're the best folks to deal with your celiac, and here's why. Years ago, not too long ago, even some years back, I presented at a gastroenterology conference for one of the naturopathic schools, the oldest one in the United States. They're licensed, they go through the medical school training because they are a Flexner Report engulfed and devoured medical school for naturopaths. Okay? I got nothing against that if that's what you want to do. This is not my point in bringing this up. But what my point is, if you want to go to a naturopath and you expect that you go to a naturopath who has gone through the four-year, the accreditation, now they are licensed and they're going to be holistic for your gut, think again. In that very gastroenterology conference, talking about GI issues of inflammation, talking about Crohn's disease, talking about irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, colitis, I was the lone homeopath that was presenting that day. Everyone else was a naturopath. Most of them have been through the naturopathic medical schools. And every one of those naturopath graduates, some had been in naturopathy for a lot of years, every one of them utilized FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs in the treatment of gastrointestinal inflammation. Every one of them on the docket that whole day. I was like one of the last speakers. I'm like, I don't know where I am. Am I at a medical school or a naturopathic school? Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Happened to be a GMO sandwich at that point because they were focused on, well, here, we can use antibiotics in this case. Prednisone is a powerful steroid hormone. That can really save our, you know, butts from the fryer pan, whatever. And I'm like, no, here you go. Here are the minerals that are key for replenishing and restoring epithelial integrity of the gastrointestinal tract. Here are the botanicals, aloe vera. Here's the mineral, more than any other mineral, that will stimulate a process of de-differentiation, will take those acutely inflamed cells out of inflammation and upregulate a process of regeneration. And it's silver. Silver, and by the way, you won't need the antibiotic because guess what? The silver ion is going to take care of the dysbiosis.
Yep, that's right. So all the way through my presentation, and they were like, what is that? What is that? What about this? You can't use a metal that way. I'm like, are you naturopaths or medical doctors? And so long answer, Alexis, is I would say a naturopath, but I want a traditional naturopath. Now, a traditional naturopath will not use drugs, will not use invasive therapies. You know, they're not going to treat your disease either. They're going to, you know, take the consideration of what's going on. They're going to look at diet, lifestyle, other factors. And they're going to guide you in a way to do better by your six-year-old child with celiac. Now, I don't know if the celiac diagnosis is 100% accurate, because we have found over the years people that think they are celiac are really just hypersensitive to the excess amount of gluten in hybridized wheat and, not and or, and the glyphosate that is soaked into this stuff, because they're desiccating wheat that hasn't been grown organically, maybe even some that has. You got to be careful with glyphosate, Roundup. And because of that, it creates inflammatory responses of the gastrointestinal tract, the lining itself. So, clean up the diet, go completely organic. Yes, eliminate wheat and gluten at least temporarily until you can be certain that you've reduced the inflammation. Then you can test it out. Like, go to Italy. Go on a trip to Italy and eat their heirloom variety pasta. A little bit, just a little bit. Find out if you still have that reaction, or if your child has that reaction to gluten. I think there's a lot that we're not being told about what celiac really is in terms of how it's manifesting, and it's become a label that is overused and not accurate in every case. Now, having said that, what other natural approaches can you do? Well, the Silver Aloe Protocol. It's in Unlock the Power to Heal. Why? Because it reduces inflammation. It cleanses dysbiotic microorganisms. It proceeds to precipitate, well, let me say, the healthier home for the microbiome. So when you do your pre and probiotics, your cultured veggies, whatever way you do it, or take the Flora probiotics or Dr. O'Hare's, whatever you do, they have a home that is appropriate now. And that interaction, the digestive power, the detoxification power, the power to produce enzymes, the power to produce endocrine compounds, neurotransmitters, all of that is restored to the gut via that method, via that methodology. Silver Aloe Protocol, Crohn's disease, colitis, irritable bowel, all of that will respond. And remember, silicon or silica, the key mineral here. There are other adjuncts I don't have time to go into, because we do have to go into Alzheimer's. Statin drugs, the gateway drug to Alzheimer's disease. Statin drugs, the gateway drug to dementia. And on and on and on. We here love coconut oil. In fact, on the next break, if I have time, I'm going to grab a big tablespoon of coconut oil on the break, which is, oh my gosh, saturated fat. And I'm going to take a big old heaping hunk of a tablespoon of extra virgin organic. That's right, coconut oil, saturated fat. I'm going to take that. And that is your key, among a number of other keys, to prevent and even make less intense the manifestation of Alzheimer's that already exists. Now, the focal point is about amyloid plaques, but not the reason it's there, not the inflammation that precedes it. And the way to prevent the inflammation that precedes it, of course, is to stop vaccinating. Stop with the mercury-laden flu shots. Stop with the aluminum-laden vaccinations. Stop cooking with aluminum. Stop using baking soda with aluminum, whatever it is, that all the underarm deal, stop it with the heavy metals and aluminum like this. But the inflammation that precedes it, how can we address the inflammation? We will increase our fat intake. Omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA, DHA. CBD from hemp, cannabidiol, that will be even activated more in the presence of fat, including the saturated fat from coconut oil, butter, or ghee from organic, clean, pasture-fed animals. If you're not, if you are a vegetarian, I know you might not want to do that. Fine, it's up to you. But the coconut oil being one of the most essential aspects of protecting the brain and nervous system. Remember also the statin drug that I mentioned coming into this segment about Alzheimer's. Statins reduce cholesterol levels. They damage the liver. They destroy coenzyme Q10 levels in the body, which means the very essential engine, energy center of every cell. The mitochondria are harmed. That includes brain. Now, without cholesterol, your brain is made up of a lot of fat and cholesterol. Your brain and nervous system will not work. This is why I say reducing cholesterol is the stupidest moronic idea among many stupid moronic ideas that modern medicine has.
So if a doctor says you need a statin drug, you need to find another doctor. Or you need to just get rid of medical doctors altogether that still believe that cholesterol actually causes heart disease. And that don't know or don't care that cholesterol makes up much of your brain and nervous system. The protective insulating sheath, need the fat. And you need the silicone. But they don't address the underlying inflammation. They continue to deny that aluminum in vaccines is a problem or anywhere else. That mercury in vaccines is a problem or anywhere else. And so they're the dunderheaded doctors that are so stupid they can't, I don't know, they're good at being programmed. Yeah, you could program a doctor. It's harder to deprogram, though, apparently. Now, those that have become deprogrammed are friends of mine. And apparently, it's possible to we have examples of doctors that are, and they'll be on this show, featured. And I'm grateful that they've outgrown their programming to bring good information to you. But coconut oil? Absolutely. Every day. And for those of you watching on YouTube, I want you to go to your kitchen. If you have some organic coconut oil, I want you to join me in getting a big old tablespoon of that coconut oil, and we're going to eat it together on this upcoming break. Super Don, do you have any coconut oil in the house? If not, we gotta get you.
Yeah, kind of low, actually. I need to get
you're low on coconut oil?
Got a little bit, but not enough. Not enough to do.
Well, can you do like a thimbleful at least to just, you know,
make you
feel better? I don't want to do it all
alone.
I'd
have to go and melt it and all that stuff.
No, you don't. You melt it in your mouth, dude.
How would I get it out of the thimble? It gets stuck in the thimble, and then I have to clean out the thimble.
You know what? I can't win with you, Super Don. You just got too much, you know? You're like my kids. Like, they come up with everything I... Oh, but what
tell
about...
Tell you what, I'll do a drop of silver when you do the coconut oil. How's that sound?
All right, I'll take it. You know, I don't like to drink coconut oil alone, right? That's a George Thorogood thing.
You're not driving. You'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Everybody, coconut oil, preventing Alzheimer's, reversing it, etc. There's a lot more to it, but we gotta talk with Pocahontas next segment, don't we?
Before Elizabeth Warren is going to be on the show?
Oh, wait. No. It's a different Pocahontas, but they're going to talk to Elizabeth Warren next.
All right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Boy, load on the fat. I just had an ounce at least of coconut oil on the break, and I hope everybody joined me while we were there.
Dude, that was the most coconut oil I've ever seen anybody eat. When you go on your break here, at the top of the hour, you're going to slide out of the studio. I've never seen anybody eat that much coconut oil before.
Well, I had some listeners that were putting it in them, on them, everywhere. I'm like, I better do this up, right, because I don't want to be shown up by my listeners.
Wow.
So, you need it?
All right.
Oh, well, apparently my wife needs it to make dinner, so.
She's like, excuse me, do you have the coconut oil? What are you doing with the coconut oil? Aren't you on the radio?
She knows I stole it, but I guess she wanted it back. So anyway, we had a good time with that. Now, let's go to Native American issues or American Indian. I mean, what is it? What do you call indigenous people? There's so many different ways to do that.
First Nation, that's what they call them up in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the natives that were here before us called this North America, they called it Turtle Island. I don't know if you know that. They called it Turtle Island. So apparently Elizabeth Warren still, I don't know, clinging to some sliver of genetic hope that she could be one of them. As Richard Perot said, the whitest white lady, because even his wife, who's Persian, Iranian, has more Native American, apparently, DNA than even Elizabeth Warren, the European.
Well, let me tell you that I think we might have proof.
Uh-huh.
That she may be telling the truth here, because rumor has it that she test drove a Jeep Cherokee once.
That was the cartoon, yes.
And so, yes, I think that would be enough to make her Cherokee Indian, wouldn't it?
Right. Well, listen, if you have ever been in a Jeep Cherokee, that qualifies. You're in the tribe. That's Elizabeth Warren logic for you. Now, apparently, a real honest-to-God descendant of the real Pocahontas is alive today, knows that lineage, and apparently appeared on Tucker Carlson's show recently to talk about this, and had some apparently some stern words in it, maybe a demand or request. I don't know of the artificial Pocahontas, aka Elizabeth Warren. Did I set that up right, Super Don?
I think you did, but I just gotta say, how ironic. I mean, this, you could not have asked for somebody more perfect in this situation to come on and say this than a descendant of Pocahontas, right? I mean, I just, this stuff writes itself. You can't make this stuff up. But yeah, she was on, I think she's like, I don't know how many generations, but she is a true blue descendant of Pocahontas. And she was on Tucker Carlson and had this to say about this whole thing going on with Elizabeth Warren.
I feel betrayed because she was using the name, trying to be American Indian, you know, just to rise above, and it wasn't meant to be, and take the benefits away from the American Indians.
Yes.
That belong to them.
And do you think that other Native Americans feel as you do?
I do. I think they feel betrayed. They feel disappointed, you know. And yeah. I think at this point she needs to come back and apologize to everybody for what she's done.
So no apologies to Elizabeth Warren, but are there any apologies from Elizabeth Warren?
Well, you know what? I believe there may be a 0.0097% chance that she will.
That she'll apologize.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest cartoons you sent me, I saw, which had her like dressed in Indian garb with a feather or whatever, and she had was holding a DNA test that blew up in her face. That was like, that just said it right there. She thought she was going to be smart and prove and get $1 million from Trump and then be the next president of the United States. I'm like, I think you've just lost your opportunity even to win among other Democrats.
You know, every time one of these Democrats tries to go toe-to-toe with Trump, they fail miserably. And that's what she was trying to do here. She was trying to give off this impression that, look at me, I'm going to run for president because I can respond to Trump and take him on and I'm blah, blah, blah. And now all she's done is just create this big joke that's going to follow her along her entire campaign if she chooses to run. She failed me. It was a swing and a miss. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a bummer because she'd be an easy one to run against. I mean, I could, Super Don, you could run against Elizabeth Warren and win the presidency at this point. Honestly. Yeah, no, you would win hands down. Who wouldn't vote for Super Don? All right, folks, I am just, I don't know, greased up and ready to go for hour two, the Robert Scott Bell Show, because I just had a gallon of coconut oil I just drank. Well, I think it was an ounce, at least. No, it might have been more. Anyway, it's great stuff. Now I'm drinking my tea. We're going to have Ty Bollinger joining us to go outside the box. Y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com. All the links are up, including The Truth About Cancer, Global Quest. I think it's about wrapping up. We're getting close, but it's free. Watch it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.